This is Passport to Texas. The Rio Grande Valley and its river are misunderstood, but Eric Ellman, executive director of the nonprofit Los Caminos del Rio, is out to change that.
The organization's focus is on historical and environmental preservation, and we've found recently that paddling is a great way to bring people's attention to the area and to fundamentally alter the way that they perceive the Rio Grande River and the Rio Grande Valley.
Most of us have an opinion about the Rio Grande, but few of us have actually spent time on it. Yet when we do, Ellman says we are forced to re-examine our preconceptions.
There are all kinds of positive associations to be made with the river. The river is free-flowing. It's there year-round. The weather's warm. The birding is great. We've got some of the most historic buildings in the country on either side. We've been running trips there and taking literally hundreds of people down there in the last few years. We've never had a single unpleasant incident, and we really think it's going to become the wintertime destination for canoe and kayak racing for the entire United States and perhaps northern Mexico.
And Ellman says there's something you may not know about the Rio Grande River that could surprise you.
Gary Lacey, who designed the U.S. National Whitewater Training Center, could hardly believe it.
And we'll tell you about it tomorrow. Until then, that's our show. You can learn about paddling trails in Texas when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.